little brother wanted to pray, but there wasn't any food on our plates yet. So we thanked God for our knives, spoons, and forks.
Hey, Zach here. Are you really thankful for everything, or do you take some things for granted?
Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Our story, Thanks for Paper Plates. I prayed today, announced Ricky as the family sat around the breakfast table. Dad smiled at the little boy, and they all bowed their heads. Thank you, God, for bacon and eggs and milk and toast and flowers, said Ricky. He paused and peeked through his fingers. And jam, he added. Amen. Thank you, Ricky, said Dad. He frowned at Jesse and Samantha, who were giggling at their little brother. After breakfast, everyone went out to work in the yard. When it was time for lunch, Mom called them together around the picnic table. We'll pray first, she said, and then you can all help get the hamburgers off the grill and get the rest of the food on the table. I pray, announced Ricky again. Once more, they all bowed their heads. Thank you for, began Ricky. He paused a long moment as he looked at the table. There was no food on it yet. For plates and knives and forks and spoons and cups and napkins and salt, Ricky finished. Amen. Jesse and Samantha snickered out loud, but Dad smiled at his younger son. I'm glad you thank God for all those things today, said Dad. We usually take them for granted and fail to give thanks for them. Yes, agreed Mom as she got up. While we're getting everything on the table, why don't you think of some other things we don't often remember to thank the Lord for? You go first, Jesse. Murmured Jesse as he got busy with the hamburgers. We should be thankful for our grill. Good, said Dad. How about it, Samantha? Samantha was ready. For pepper. Ricky forgot that, she said. And for a picnic table, added Jesse quickly. And picnic benches, said Samantha and Jesse together. And food, shouted Ricky, as Mom set a platter of hamburgers and a bowl of fruit salad on the table. And for a little child to teach us, added Mom with a smile. Dig in. Well, how about you? Are you really thankful this Thanksgiving season for everything? Look around you. What things do you take for granted day after day and never thank the Lord for? Take a few moments to thank Him right now. Psalm 92, verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And our key thought, give thanks for everything.
That is great, Uncle Charlie. It is so important to remember to be thankful for the little things in life, as well as the big things. There's a lot that I know I take for granted. Things like my shoes, and my socks, and the TV that I watch, and the... Well, you get the idea. Listen to this verse. It's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." That means even when I want something but can't have it, I should still be thankful to God for all of the little things in my life. Little things like my socks and shoes and everything else. If you like this story from Keys for Kids, you can read and listen online at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.